Carmen Q here with Austin Slater. Austin, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Carmen.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to see you back here. You had a tremendous season in AAA before you got here. You were hitting .308, 12 home runs in Sacramento. What were you really focusing on when you were down there? Because I know the goal is always to be back up here eventually.
Yeah, for me it was being consistent with some new swing changes I made this offseason and swinging at the right pitches. That's been a big emphasis is making good pitch decisions every at bat, swinging at the right pitches, the ones that are in your hot zone, and taking the ones that aren't.
Yeah, and so I know you worked with kind of an outside hitting coach, Craig Wallenbrock, and I just was curious, was that a total rehaul or was that minor adjustments? What were you really working on down there?
I would say they were not a total overhaul, but a pretty significant changes as far as getting my hands in the right launch position, getting it into the zone consistently early, as far back behind the plate, and staying through the ball as long as possible. I think some of the best hitters in the league, they do a great job of hitting balls really deep in the zone and hitting balls really far out. Great example, we've got a couple guys in this clubhouse that do a tremendous job of doing that belt posey, that get in the zone super, super early and then are able to keep their swing path through the zone for a really long time. So, that was the main focus for me going into it.
So does that have anything to do with launch angle? I know you mentioned you hit a lot of ground balls. I don't know if that's something that everybody works on now when they rehaul their swing. That's what it seems like.
I think that's the buzzword that everyone's looking for now is launch angle. And I think that's the end result. I don't think that's not exactly how you get there. If you're thinking launch angle, I think you're going down the wrong path. There's a lot of factors that play into it. And we were trying to address those factors, which was try not to be so steep to the ball, getting into the zone early and staying through it, hitting the bottom part of the ball, pitches that you can handle. So with those swing changes, I was able to adjust to then what pitches I should be swinging at to get the ball in the air more consistently.
Yeah, and you had 12 home runs. I'm curious, this is kind of a tangent, but why are there so many home runs in the PCL? Like, what is it about the PCL that is such a hitter-friendly environment?
I think it's definitely the number of home runs has skyrocketed. I think there's probably four stadiums that I can think of off the top of my head that are very similar to Coors as far as elevation, dryness of the air, hard infields. So there's four parks in that league that the ball really, really flies. I think it's a new adjustment for pitchers in that league as well, for using big league balls, different seams. A lot of it, though, honestly, is like pitchers are pitching behind. Like when you see the damage happening, it's still classic baseball, but I think it's gotten into a lot of people's heads, like, oh, I have to be perfect with this pitch. They get down 2-0, 3-0, and then, that's where serious damage happens. I think eventually there's going to be an adjustment, but you play Albuquerque, which has the same elevation as Denver. Salt Lake's higher, Reno's higher elevation, and the ball really flies there, really jumps.
Yeah, and I'm curious also, you've obviously been through the minor league system and in and out of it at least. Have you noticed any changes in the way the minor leagues are kind of managed now that everybody's shifting towards this like launch angle, exit velocity, all these advanced metrics? Has anything changed about the way that you guys train, work out, get coached?
From the strength side, they're doing a lot of research in how you interact with the ground to generate more power. So that's been really cool, especially with us with the Giants. Brad Lawson's been, investigating that and has a lot of force plate stuff. From the coaching side, Zinter and Hansen, the two coordinators, they've been, creating new routines to clean up generally everyone's swing path, which I was on the minor league side the last couple weeks of spring training, and it was interesting to see, what they were coaching through every single level of the Giants. Focusing on the things that I said, like cleaning up swing path, getting in the zone early, staying through it. So these are things that are pretty generally widely happening throughout all of baseball, and it's good to see that the adjustments are being made within our organization at all levels.
And from a technology standpoint, have you used any of the technology that helps you figure out your swing path and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. We've been using blast trackers, those little like rubber things on the end of the knobs, which are cool. They can tell you a lot of things. Sometimes it's easy to get too caught up in a lot of the metrics. But it's a good way to, check yourself if you feel like something's off, or to see where your swing actually is when everything's going well. So The technology they have now, that hit tracks where you can see like launch angle and exit velocity on every swing in the cage. Great to see, we're taking advantage of all the tools that are out there.
And I'm shifting into defense a little bit and just where you're playing in the field. You've played all over the field, every single position, it seems like. First, you've even done second and third. Are they trying to turn you into a super utility guy?
I don't know if that was exactly the idea behind it. I think it just happened. That's how the roster shaped up in Sacramento. I know we were talking earlier about the roster construction at the beginning of the year, that we had 7 outfielders. So obviously that was a reflection on organizational needs, and to get consistent playing time, I had to play more infield, and so that's where it started. I was playing a lot of first base, and then we got really thin in the middle infield, so started taking ground balls at second, and same thing at third. Zach Green went down with a concussion, so then I started playing more third base. So for me, I really enjoy it. It's like a new little challenge every day. Keeps you on your feet. You don't just walk into the clubhouse and be like, all right, which outfield spot am I playing today? Left or right? It's fun to see, like, come in every day not really knowing where you're going to line up. So it was a fun challenge and something I got to keep working on to be more consistent.
Well, it certainly makes you more valuable, I think, if you can play all over the field. But is there a position you feel more comfortable at or that you just enjoy more?
I guess this year, honestly, I probably played more first base than anywhere else, so I felt pretty comfortable there. Outfield's home, so that's something that I feel like I don't really have to think about a whole lot. I think first base is fun just because you can talk to everyone. Hopefully there aren't too many guys getting on base, but like you can actually like have conversations and get to meet guys on other teams and, around the league, so that's always a good thing.
Did you get to talk to anybody cool, maybe that was rehabbing, that came through or anything like that?
I talked to Bohr a little bit from the Angels. Trying to think, Story. We saw Story rehabbing, but I didn't play first base those 2 games. Off the top of my head, I can't really think of any. But it's always fun. And you can talk to the umpires, talk a little smack, and it's always a good time up there.
And then finally, I just wanted to ask you about, now you're playing with brand new outfielders. You're playing with guys like Hunter Pence for a long time and other guys that have been around for a little bit previously, and now you have Yastrzemski, Pillar, all these other guys out there. How is it getting to know them and just being able to play effectively with each other when you don't know each other very well?
I was able to spend a couple months with Yaz in AAA, got a week or two with Dickerson, but it's been fun so far. I'm still got a long ways to go as far as getting comfortable with each other on and off the field, and looking forward to it. So far, everyone's super down to earth, great people. So that's always been a calling card of the Giants, which has been great to be around.
Thanks very much for your time, Austin.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Carmen.